Sauce.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. 2 cups of coffee a day keeps heart failure away. Yeehaw! I don't drink coffee. You know what I like are root beer floats. Why can't they do a study with root beer floats? Anyway, they say the study published in Circulation Heart Failure. Well, that's got to be an exciting magazine. Circulation Heart Failure, right? You have Playboy as your choice. You have People Magazine. You have Newsweek or Circulation Heart Failure. Boy, get a lot of topics on that one. Shows that moderate coffee drinking may significantly lower the risk of heart failure, but of course don't overdo it because a study found that excessive coffee drinking may increase the chance of getting major heart problems. Now, many of you are groaning because wasn't there a study saying you need to drink 7 cups of coffee to prevent dementia? So one day the Dr. Dahlia Show tells you to drink a lot of coffee because a study came out saying so. Then the next day we say, don't drink a lot of coffee. Moderation, people, just moderation. There is a commonly held belief that regular coffee consumption could be dangerous to heart health, but their research suggests that the opposite may be true. This is Dr. Murray Middleman, who is apparently a middleman. Cardiovascular Epidemiology Research Unit at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, known as Cut-A-Ra-E-B-I-D-E-M-I-C-A-B-A. I'm sorry. Heart failure occurs. It's really hard to pronounce these acronyms. Heart failure, of course, occurs when the heart can no longer pump blood properly. The heart is failing. The purpose of the heart is to be a pump. So when the pump fails, you have heart failure. And I hate diagnosing a person with heart failure because it sounds like they're going to die any minute. You have heart failure. If my heart's failing, I'm going to die. I'm like, no. You just build up some fluid in your lungs. You're building up fluid in the ankles. We're going to set you up with the cardiologist in the next few days and, you know, decrease some of the fluid. But you're saying my heart is failing. That means it's going to fail. Is it a failure? Did it fail already? Did it fail right now? I hate the term heart failure. And then we have congested heart failure. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I've been coughing for a week. I think I have congested heart failure. No, that's just a bronchitis. The strength of the coffee was not accounted for. But they say drinking 2 commercial 8-ounce cups of coffee in the U.S., assuming that Mayor Bloomberg won't ban those, help prevent heart failure by 11%. But when people in 10 European, Northern European, I guess, servings of coffee, but when people consume 10, I guess I got to read it. No paraphrasing here. When people consume 10 Northern European servings of coffee daily, about 4 to 5 average U.S. cups of coffee, the opposite effect was observed. Oh, so that's not good. And, of course, I always tell my patients, if you have high blood pressure, really watch the caffeine. How do you prevent heart failure? By keeping your heart healthy. Make sure you don't get a couple of heart attacks throughout your lifetime. Isn't Alex Trebek working on his second heart attack right now? Okay, that's not good. All right? It's going to, you know. What is a cause of heart failure? Well, heart attacks. You know, if you have heart attacks and you hurt the muscle and you damage the muscle, the pump can't pump correctly. Having an abnormal heart rhythm, not having your thyroid checked, not having your salts checked, like your potassium, etc., that could cause you to have some abnormal electrical rhythms, then the heart doesn't pump as well. And age, try not to age. Stay young. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another laryngitis patient. I got to tell you, you know, guys, if you have laryngitis, it's probably not good to call a radio show, okay? Yeah, I can help you on this show with any other medical problems but laryngitis. All right, so we'll move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, what else could you do to protect your heart? That's right, smoking, very good. Watching alcohol. I think alcohol has an effect on heart, absolutely. Making sure you don't get a broken heart. We talked about that. People who get divorced or break up sometimes can have a heart attack. What else causes heart failure and heart attacks? Cheating on your spouse, right? Remember that study that came out? Said if you cheat on your spouse, you die. You are more likely to die of a heart attack than if you don't cheat. And remember that gentleman that was involved in a menage a trois with a man and a woman, and he cheated on his wife? He was in his 30s, and then he drops dead of a heart attack in the middle of the act. Yeah. Yeah, see? So that, you know, and the family sued. The family sued the doctor and won $900,000 because the prosecuting attorney convinced the jury that the doctor should have told the patient no sex. So I don't know if any of you have been told recently by your doctor no sex until you get cardiac testing, just so they could protect themselves from a $1 million lawsuit. I got to tell you, I was thinking about it too. You know, anybody who I think is at risk for heart attack, just don't have, just have them sign a piece of paper that I told them no sex. So if they do drop dead in the middle of a menage a trois cheating on their wife, I don't get sued for $1 million. This is the country we live in. I'm so proud of our beautiful country. I'm proud of our troops. I'm proud of a lot of things we do. But then things like this happen, and I'm not too proud. I'm not proud at all. We were discussing in the first hour with SB 1070. We were, weighing in on some of your comments. And, to see Arizona try to fight the illegal immigration problem in their state alone without help from the feds, it's embarrassing. It's really an embarrassment. I'm embarrassed with the world watching that, you know, the federal government doesn't really have our back. So, and the federal government definitely doesn't have doctors' backs. They couldn't give a damn what's going on with those doctors. Doctors are evil. Doctors are the root of all the healthcare problem. So, no one's got our back, but I gotta tell you, I got your back. Alright? I got your back. That's what I'm here for. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you could email us at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. Facebook page usually has some cool information stuff every day that I put on there. Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And we have a Droid app. For those of you that have a Droid, please download the Dr. Dahlia app. I have an iPhone, but my husband has a Droid. And that's great because if I want to hear if I screwed up on the radio, I don't have to go to a computer. I could just listen on my husband's phone. And then I could shut it off. It's nice. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $8,2635 for a half ounce, or $4,1318 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5271, $8,2635, and $4,1318.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We say goodbye to Nora Ephron, who just passed. Nora Ephron was battling leukemia. And from what we understand, the 71-year-old had been battling pneumonia and just passed. She was the wife, if I remember correctly, of Carl Bernstein, who was the reporter who helped uncover the Watergate scandal. She's been married a few times. She also wrote Harry Met Sally, I think You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle. And so she was a screenwriter, director, et cetera. 71-year-old passes today. May she rest in peace. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, they had a case of rabies, and they wanted to know what the vaccine was, and they had yellow fever. They wanted to know what was the difference in the symptoms of yellow fever and rabies. Okay, I talked to the Yankees tonight. Have a nice one.
What, Yankees? Are the Yankees playing? What? Oh, he's got, that was a message? He's not live? Are the Yankees playing? All right. Well, now, how could the Yankees be playing? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know what? With most of these fevers and these, he spoke so fast I can't tell. They're pretty much the same in terms of symptoms. You got the fever, you got the headache, you get anxious, muscle aches, confusion. Rabies, though, pretty serious because of the paralysis. The rabies virus does affect the brain, can cause neurological symptoms, and which is why whenever you get bit by an animal that you're not too familiar, we like to sequester the animal. We like to bring the animal in and watch him for 10 days because if they end up starting to froth at the mouth and salivate and start to act mad or, psychotic, sometimes animals can act that way, then we know that these were animals who were probably infected with rabies. Yes, there are vaccines. There's a yellow fever vaccine. There is a rabies vaccine. I mean, if you work with wild animals all the time, you know, like bats and beavers and raccoons and skunks and foxes, then, there are, or if you travel to an area where there seems to be, a heavy prevalence of rabies, then yes, there actually is a vaccine you can get. Most of the time, though, we worry about the dogs, ferrets, rabbits, cows, bats, that can bite you, because we don't really, I don't live around an area where there's beavers or raccoons or woodchucks. I know many of you get to live in beautiful areas where you have trees and forests and stuff, and, that's the one thing I miss. I would love to live in an area where you see little animals. I grew up in Phoenix, beautiful area, but, you see a rattlesnake or you see a sidewinder go across the street. I don't want to see a snake. I want to see a cute little woodchuck. That's what I want to see. So absolutely. Ever feel sick? If you ever feel like you were bit by something or you have some sort of a viral type illness and you don't know if it's swine flu by the way, they said more people than we realize were affected with swine flu and actually died from swine flu. I think we really underestimate our illnesses when we get them. And I like to kind of tough it out. I think a lot of us like to tough it out. We get sick, we get a fever, we're like, it'll go away. Because many of us, when we get a flu-like illness, it goes away. That's because we're taught you really don't take antibiotics for the flu. There's not really a lot of medication you take for the flu. Yes, there are antivirals. There is Tamiflu, Relenza. There are medications you can take. But when we grew up, we just handled the flu and we dealt with it. We stayed home. We were sick. We were grumpy. We ate soup. We took Tylenol, and we got through it. The problem is most of these weird esoteric and sometimes serious illnesses aren't the flu. I think somebody had called yesterday asking about the West Nile virus. And when you look it up, when you look up symptoms, they all look the same. All the symptoms look the same. Fever, myalgias, anxiety, headache. Because when a virus hits you, when your body tries to fight it, and the inflammatory fluids get recruited, and the inflammatory cells, you do. You get the fever, you get the myalgias, you get, now sometimes certain viruses will attack certain parts of your body, like your rhinovirus, your adenovirus attacks the nose and the mucous membranes, etc. The herpes virus attacks either your oral mucosa in the mouth, or the vaginal area or genital area. The hepatitis virus affects the liver. And, I talked about viruses being dumb and smart. Remember we were talking about stupid viruses versus smart viruses? Stupid virus is your rhinovirus, your cold virus, whereas smart virus is the HIV virus. What makes a virus smart versus stupid? All right. Well, let's go to the stupid viruses first, okay? A stupid virus, and you'll know why it's stupid when I compare it to the HIV virus, it affects something that doesn't really help it propagate. Right? It'll affect maybe your mucous membranes, your upper respiratory. It'll let you know you have symptoms pretty quickly, within the first couple of days. You're able sometimes to sneeze the virus out. Right? True, that could also add to its contamination and propagation in and of itself. But if you don't give it to anybody, it'll itself be short-lived and end up dying, usually after 7 to 10 days. Okay, so, all right. Then you have viruses who are a little smarter. The last, like your hepatitis or your herpes. These viruses will find a place to live, and they will camp out. They will either become active and start messing with the liver with hepatitis, or with the herpes, start messing with your oral mucosa or the genital region, or it'll quiesce and stay in remission. But they will always be with you. And you will have it and you will carry it. And they don't usually have a self-limiting lifespan. They could live forever. All right, so you see, it's a little smarter. Then you got the HIV virus. Now, this HIV virus is one smart cookie. Very scary. It's a virus that I believe easily mutated to its current form and could easily mutate again. It's a virus that doesn't seem to affect, you know, your mucous membranes, something that can't help it propagate, or the liver. It decides to affect the only cell in the body that can attempt to kill it, the white blood cell. Your white blood cell, your T lymphocyte, is responsible for fighting an infection. So out of all the cells in the body, your nasal, instead of your nasal cilia cells, instead of your epidermal cells, the nerve cells, HIV decides to affect the only cell in the body that can help fight it. On top of that, it causes the cell many times, and many of these viruses do that, to spread itself as it replicates within the cell. It kind of uses it as a host. And then on top of all that, HIV gets transmitted in a way that's kind of fun for some people, right? Through sex. Of course, it knows how to hide out in the blood. Very easily transmissible in blood for those that do drugs. And it'll stay with you for life. So, of course, there are treatments, et cetera, but we still don't have a quote-unquote cure for AIDS. We don't have a cure for the common cold, but we don't care. It's a stupid virus and it goes away. Yes, it can, you know, cause secondary infections, you know, make you vulnerable to acquire secondary infection. Some of you are weak respiratory-wise. It could eventually throw you into a COPD exacerbation. So, true, a cold can ultimately lead to someone's death, but the cold in and of itself, usually benign. This sucker, and on top of it being, you know, crafty, you don't know you were infected by it. Sometimes you may never know until you start to have significant loss of your T cells. Yeah, sometimes you get a viral feeling, sometimes you get the diarrhea, sometimes you get the fever, but many people that have HIV don't realize they have it. That is why HIV is awarded the Human Immunodeficiency Virus the Smartest Virus Award. It is one crafty son of a gun, and it scares us. All right? I wish the cold was crafty and the HIV was stupid, but that's not the case. By the way, I guess many people on HIV medications, they do seem to have rapid bone loss. Make sure if you do have HIV, you do get your bone density scan. So I have emails always asking, so I don't understand what's the difference between HIV and AIDS. AIDS is the disease HIV causes. HIV is the virus. AIDS is the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. You acquire this deficiency in your immunity, and it causes a syndrome. Right? They could get weird cancers that usually wouldn't occur on a person with a strong immune system. They could get mycoplasma pneumonia, pneumocystis carinii. They could get more unique pneumonias that can happen to them. That's why it's a part of the syndrome, because of their immunodeficiency. Although still, the number one type of pneumonia a person with AIDS gets is still the same pneumonia that affects you and I, pneumococcal pneumonia. But their immune system is weakened, and they have a deficiency in their immune cells. Why? Because the HIV fights T cells. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Lots to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just hate how the media twists things. I'm looking at a headline saying Condoleezza Rice says, quote, no way to VP for Romney, meaning running as Romney's vice president. She said no way. Not because she didn't want to work with Romney and because she doesn't support Romney. It's because she doesn't want to run for vice president. She says that's just not something she wants to do. She never saw herself doing that. And no, but she is going to fully support the ticket and fully support Mitt Romney. I just hate how the media twists things. Now, what's going on with this gift registry? Obama has set up a gift registry for people to donate. Rather than, I guess, registering for, I guess, a bridal shower or wedding, what you could do is you could donate to his campaign. Is that what this is about? I don't really, I don't think a registry. I think I did it when I was pregnant. You know, for the, you understand how the registry thing works, right? You know, you're pregnant and you're having a baby shower, or your wife is. And so people, a lot of times when they give gifts, they give useless gifts. Or when you're about to have a baby. And, you know, my husband's a big guy and I have a big head. And so, you know, our baby's going to probably be a big baby. I got big feet too. You know, people buy you newborn clothes and the baby's not going to fit into newborn clothes. So you're like, you know what? This is what I need. I need a breast pump. I need a hemorrhoid pillow. I'm going to need a crib. So you register for that. Now, from what I understand, the Obama administration is now asking to have your friends and relatives give him a donation as part of your registry. So rather you getting a gift for your wedding or your baby shower, you ask people instead to donate to him. That sounds a little desperate. And that also sounds a little selfish. I mean, you know, having a baby's kind of tough. I mean, that head rips through, right? The placental drops on your feet. Many of us deal with the episiotomy and the scarring. I can't do any sort of photography I'd like to because of my episiotomy scar. And I'm sorry, but I kind of want the gifts, right? I mean, I like Mitt Romney, but I am not going to swap my birthday or wedding gift for a donation to Mitt Romney. Excuse me for being selfish. But, you know, the older you get, the less friends you have. So the less people come to your party. And the less gifts. All right. I will tell people to donate. All right. You know, I'll tell you to donate. But no, I'm not going to be giving up my presence. And I think that's a little selfish and odd. I'm surprised it's true, but it was all over the news today. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like 50 Cent, rapper 50 Cent, was released from hospital after a car accident. I guess now his name is $25,000, depending on the bill. All right, what else is going on here? All right, let's go. Boy expelled from prestigious New York high school after texting exam answers to 50 students. Not good. There's a prestigious high school in New York. It's called the Stuyvesant High School. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it right. I've never been in a super fancy high school. He was photographing the statewide Regent exams on his phone. A proctor noticed the boy. Why are they called proctor? And if they're called proctor, why do they share such a similar name with proctologists? I don't get it. The proctor, who noticed the boy was acting suspiciously, searched his phone and discovered that he had taken photos to the answers of the Spanish, English, and physics exam. All right. ¿Dónde está los preguntas? It is not clear if the students who received the answers had paid him or whether he did it on his own accord. Oh, well, I bet they're going to say, that's going to be interesting what they're going to say. The students have not been disciplined yet, but the parents have been informed. The education department refused to go into details, only confirmed that the cheating allegations were under investigation. Cell phones are banned from New York City schools, with Mayor Bloomberg citing cheating in exams as one of the reasons for the measure. You ban the cell phones, you ban the big sodas. The high school is one of the most competitive public high schools in the city, with just a top percentage of eighth grade applicants. I honestly think cheating should be dealt with much more harshly than it has, because you can't cheat when you're out in the real world. I'm sure a lot of people do, but you need to realize that there's significant consequences. You get caught cheating and, you know, messing with your job. If I get caught cheating on a board exam, I can't be board certified, and it would be a very, very difficult to practice medicine not being board certified and getting on insurance companies that want board certified doctors. You know, no cheating. And I think students, now the only problem with expelling them, and what this was a high schooler, I mean, the only problem is, you know, you want them to be able to redeem themselves. They say students, apparently the cheating scandal comes weeks after the school hit the headlines when students took to Wall Street protesting their uniform code. See, I'm very for school uniforms. Students staged a quote-unquote slutty Wednesday. a few weeks ago to protest that the institution's dress code is biased against curvier girls and implied that boys had no self-control. Oh, I don't think I like how that sounds. Slutty Wednesday. No, I think a dress code is extremely appropriate. Remember, I went to school in the 80s where the girls were wearing, you know, real high miniskirts, and still halter tops. And also some of the colors were really bright. I really didn't get the whole orange, the whole tangerine orange color in the 80s, especially mixed with hot pink. I just didn't get it. And school uniforms, number one, nobody can make fun of your clothes. I mean, with me, Guess jeans were pretty expensive. So my parents didn't have money to buy me all the real cool clothes, Jordache, Guess, Union Bay. So my clothes were kind of generic. And then you got teased and you got bullied. School uniform, you get rid of all that. You can't get bullied about your uniform. And luckily, the uniform covers what it should. Now, I have seen some of these kids and what they do with their uniforms. They shorten the skirt. They tighten the pants. I see what they do. But for the most part, there's really not a lot you could do with a khaki long skirt or khaki pants and a white shirt. Not too much you could do. But honestly, I think catching your students cheating, I'm not sure what people are doing. Now, me, I know some of you are remembering my cheat sheet story. Now, I made up cheat sheets not because I wanted to help people cheat, but because I was really damn good at being able to put 200 vocabulary words on a 2x2 piece of paper. And I was showing off for this guy I liked, and I made a cheat sheet. And I actually had no problem even showing the teacher my cheat sheets because these were really, really good. And I remember one day, it was after my grandfather died, and we were cleaning out his house, and I found some opera glasses and some things, and I didn't really have time to study, but I had time to make the cheat sheet. So I go into class the next day, I show everybody how, and this cheat sheet was probably one of the best pieces of work I ever did. And the English teacher comes up going, "Dahlia, what are you doing?" I go, "Well, this is a cheat sheet I made for today's test." And he takes it away from me, right? And I'm giggling, and he's about to throw it away. I go, "Don't throw it away. Put it on the chalkboard. Let me put it up. I mean, this thing is brilliant." He goes, "Just do whatever. I need to get the test started." So I taped my little cheat sheet up on the chalkboard, right? I put some arrows on it. I thought it was the cutest thing. I was in high school at the time. He goes, "Sit down." Okay, so I sit down, and the cheat sheet is up on the board. Well, later, during the test, as he looks to watch and make sure none of us are cheating, when his eyes get to me, I'm sitting there with the opera glasses trying to read the cheat sheet on the board. He stands up and he rips the cheat sheet down. And obviously I couldn't read them with opera glasses, but I thought that was probably very funny, you know, giving my teacher a heart attack and making him mad. And that's why I did the cheat sheets. It was for attention. It was material and I had an audience. Yes, I was a dork in high school. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I was a dork. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly. Follow us on our Facebook page. Also, download the Droid app. We are now on Droid for free. App, you can listen to Dr. Dahlia whenever you need to, especially if you miss any of our wonderful hours. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dial site. Big thanks to XM for also distributing the show. All right, so looks like we have another type of synthetic drug attack where a man started eating a family dog. This happened in Waco, Texas. I guess police are investigating what looks like the latest in a string of zombie-like attacks attributed to synthetic drugs. This time it was with spice, the synthetic marijuana. Michael Daniel, 22, was arrested Monday after witnesses said he killed and began to eat a dog. Family members called police to report that he had assaulted people in the home, chased a neighbor, started barking and growling. He grabbed the family dog, beat it, strangled it, and then began to eat it. Police said Daniel appeared to be suffering from a bad trip after ingesting K2, a synthetic drug commonly known as spice. He was taken to a hospital. He's going to be charged with animal cruelty. Synthetic drugs can trigger these quick, intense, high accompanied, quick, intense type of reactions and emotions. They're paranoid. Anxiety could also make you convulse. You could die. I guess in Miami, there was that gentleman who was on, I thought he was on bath salts in Miami. Remember that was trying to eat that homeless man? Where is this whole cannibalism thing coming, or the desire to eat animals? You see, now that people are having more and more difficulty getting drugs or affording the drugs like cocaine and crack, etc., they're consuming drugs that are concocted out of materials from a store, like these bath salts, etc. And when you mess around with something and put it into your body, you're going to have unpredictable effects. I mean, I understand there's people out there that really hate life, and the only way they could get through life is by doping up. But now they're just making stuff up and mixing it and putting anything into their body. And you know, if you think you're getting, you know, true synthetic spice, it's not. I mean, there could be some other components to it, just like the bath salts. And what scares me is that these people, they obviously don't care before they get high. And then they go on these trips, and it's not that they're just getting stoned on their sofa. They're going out into the world, eating people, eating dogs. What if they get behind a wheel of a car? And you know, I'm telling you, people, assume that there are people out there that are completely whacked out, whether it be because of drugs, whether it be because they're just, they just have lost some screws loose and never got evaluated or treated or medicated. And again, I'm not saying that against people with a psychiatric disorder. Patients with psychiatric disorders, I welcome them. I mean, they have an issue, they want to treat it, and they don't go out of control. Those people that seek medical care, they don't go out of control. But you have people that just don't give a damn, right? Not to mention, and many of them will also dope themselves up because they have a psychiatric condition. You know, I just can't wind down. I can't wind down. I can't think. I'm flustered. I'm this. You know, so many people that do drugs do have underlying psychiatric conditions, which is why they turn to the drugs. But this is scary stuff. So you see somebody running around crazy. Assume they're high just to be on the safe side, and they're going to do something unpredictable, like try and eat you, and get away from that person and call 911. Remember we talked about in L.A. that gentleman who just decided to start shooting randomly at cars and people in cars, and nobody had done anything about it originally because they thought it was a movie, filming of a movie. You just assume something's going wrong until proven otherwise and call 911. All right, what's going on here? A man tried to bring the ashes of his grandfather home to Indianapolis. Apparently there was a scene in a Florida airport with one of the TSA agents, and the ashes spilled on the terminal floor. John Gross, a resident of Indianapolis South Side, was leaving Florida with the remains of his grandfather, Mario Mark Marcoletti, a Sicilian immigrant who worked for the Penn Central Railroad in central Indiana. Apparently the remains were in a tightly sealed jar. How do you tightly seal jar of remains? Is it just closed, or when you travel, are you allowed to put duct tape on it or masking tape? All I know is I would probably, with something that fragile, I would probably put masking tape on it and maybe have it also in a box. Gross said he didn't think he was going to have a problem until he ran into a TSA agent at the Orlando airport. They opened up the bag. I told him, please be careful. These are my grandfather's ashes. She picked up the jar and opened it up. I was told later on that she had no right to even open it and that they could have used other devices like an X-ray machine. So she opened it up, used her finger, was sifting through it, and then she accidentally spilled it. A quarter of the contents to a third of the contents spilled on the floor. He was trying to gather up as much as he could. She didn't apologize. She was laughing, he said. He was on his hands and knees trying to pick up bone fragments, and he couldn't pick them all up. See, in our family, we've never cremated. We've always buried. I thought when you cremate, it's all ashes. Are there really pieces of bone? I thought it's all ash. That's crazy. So he claims he was picking up on bones. He couldn't pick everything up. TSA rolls say a crematory container and carry-on luggage must pass through the x-ray machine at checkpoint. But the website also says human remains are to be opened. Are? So he wants an apology from the TSA. Well, remember, the underwear bomber, the one that had a powder in his, I mean, it was a powder. So I can understand them wanting to look at the powder. There should be some sort of an official packaging. I mean, here's the thing, and I know many of us do not like the TSA. We like to make fun of the TSA, but we got to call it like it is. What are they supposed to do? If they're supposed to look at every powder, every liquid, if they're supposed to screen everything, it's very easy for somebody to say these are ashes. Now, in this particular case, that's sex, that they really were the ashes. Now they're all over. I mean, she shouldn't have dropped them. That was pretty stupid. You don't stick your finger. But then again, she probably didn't want to smell them either. I mean, I don't know what kind of training these TSA agents did. I did almost have an issue with the TSA agent. Not during the pat-down. I was okay with the pat-down. I had a problem because the TSA agent on my last flight to New York took an average of 4 minutes per... This is the one who was screening the tickets. You know, you get screened when you go through the x-ray machines, right? But you also have a screener looking at the tickets, and he was spending an average of 4 minutes per person. So there'd be a family of four, and he wouldn't deal with the whole family of four. He'd do one, then he'd go to who was on his left, then he'd go back to the one on his right. So a family of four would be split up. And he took so long that I was in line for probably close to an hour just for having the tickets checked. And then you saw one of the TSA supervisors decide to swap him out. We're like, thank God. I was furious because the delay should be during the whole x-ray thing. Not while he's taking this long with every single ticket. But he's probably new. He was probably nervous. He was probably told that if, you know, they miss a terrorist, they're going to be all over the news and ridiculed, and they're going to make dartboards out of him. So, you know, I understand he was scared. It's just, don't hold us up. When we have to go to New York, I mean, you know, we're already with the family of four late to the airport as it is. Let us go and do our thing, and, you know. So, I mean, try to give these TSA agents a break. But if you are bringing the remains of a loved one, I would probably check with the TSA first. No, you know, find out what you need to do so this doesn't happen. Because some of us do have butter fingers and we do drop things. We drop things all the time. Look at the people in Mexico who dropped the heart on the way to a transplant. And it rolled on the asphalt. I mean, it was covered. But you really don't want to be bruising a heart like an apple where you drop it on the ground and you bruise it all up. Not really good for the patient. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. And don't forget to download the Droid app. You all be safe.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.